You are listening to KWVA, Eugene. Well, yeah, welcome to the Sunday Morning Hangover. Yeah, this is me, the Reverend Mark Time, and wow, what a morning. I think I did too much last night. Anyways, today's show sort of has a theme, Hey, hold on a second. I think somebody's here. Hey, come on in. Wow, look who's here. We got an unexpected guest here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. It's Elliot Martinez from Booze Week. Hey, let's see if your microphone works, Elliot.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, wow. This is just awesome, man. This is like, I didn't expect this, you know? anyways.
Wow. Is that, are all your guests hungover on this show?
I think so, yeah. So what'd you do last night?
The fashion show down at the fairgrounds. Did you check that out? Did you go there?
No. I was too busy at home drinking cheap wine.
Let me tell you, greens are in.
Oh, green.
Greens.
Greens?
Green, the color green.
Oh. Oh, well, I thought you were talking about like the stuff you smoke.
Oh.
No. I was going to say, wow, coming out of the guy from Booze Week magazine.
No, nope. I'm actually talking about my complexion this morning.
I'm talking about what I saw in the bowl this morning. No, seriously, folks. It's nice to have you here, Elliot. Nice for you to stop by.
Always enjoy a morning hangover here at the Gator VA Studios.
Yeah, and why don't we just kind of regroup here and try to figure out, you know, what we're going to do with you here this morning. And because I noticed you got, you brought your magazine.
I brought a present for you. I brought you the color copy.
Oh, wow.
Of the latest issue.
Wow, that's awesome. Look at that, you on the cover. Where were you?
That's Yalapa, Mexico, right there.
That's easy for you to say. Yalapa? Did you get a Yalap dance in Yalapa? Anyways, wow, that's a beautiful cover of Booze Week magazine. And we'll be talking about Booze Week as well as all your other exploits in a few minutes.
We got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, so let's kind of hear some music and we'll try to regroup here and see what happens, shall we?
All right.
Hail, Dad, all we are saying is give booze a chance.
Hey, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Talking about light ale, brown ale, lagers, very sun, silvery, rhetoric, penis, wingers, vodka,
little. Oh, we are saying, is give booze a chance. All we are saying, is give.
Friends, bitter, red wine, they bleed all the way
inside. All we are saying is
Nichols.
Gonna make a record.
Go on.
Gonna make a record.
Go on to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about that.
A record, no. You know what I mean, a record.
Right, so I'll put you on the next B-side.
Macrobiotic, man.
Hey, Robbie, are you there?
You betcha, Reverend. I'm here.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is just great. I've got all these celebrities appearing on my show today. Not only do I have Elliot Martinez, but this on the phone, you are Robbie West. You're the woman that was dressed up like Sarah Palin the other day at the rally.
Actually, I wasn't dressed up as Sarah Palin. I was actually Robbie West. So that's my normal look.
Oh, it was totally incredible. You know, let me set this up.
Okay.
The other day, there was a big rally. Sarah Palin was in town, and she was speaking for all the Republicans downtown at the Hilton. So naturally, everybody came out, this being Eugene. And I was wearing my Code Pink shirt. This was a Code Pink event. And I'm walking down the street, and I see Sarah Palin standing on the corner of 6th and Willamette. And I go, oh, no. There's Sarah Palin. What am I going to do? What am I going to say to her? I mean, I dislike her so much, but I was starstruck. The closer I get, I was convinced it was Sarah Palin, and it was you, Robbie.
You know what? You cannot believe how many people did exactly what you did. Even the media would start interviewing me and have to cut the cameras. So don't feel like a fool. I was shocked at that. I was not expecting people to think I was her. That was shocking for me.
I'll tell you, you were the hit of the rally, I must say, out of everything from the Sarah Palin alarm clocks to the guy with the gorilla suit. You were the one that everybody was talking about. And so I've got to ask you, is this your normal look?
This is what I was born like. These are my normal glasses, my normal hairdo, actually I had my funeral attire on, my black skirt and my white shirt, and of course I have to admit, you know, I could have shown up in my jeans with my apron and slippers like I run around at home, but I couldn't do that going to the Sarah Palin rally. I was feeling a little bit mavericky.
Wow. And so are you from this area, or did you come in from out of town to do this?
Oh, I'm a native Oregonian, and I just am in the Portland area, live in the Portland area. And honestly, it was a last minute. My mom and a girlfriend are like, you have to go. You have to go. So I listened to them, and I the night before decided, yeah, I'm going to go. It'll be fun. So my daughter was there with me. I have two college-age girls, and one came with me as my bodyguard.
Well, yeah, you definitely needed a bodyguard, because not only was everybody convinced that you were Sarah, but every guy there was smitten with you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
No, you looked incredible. There's a picture of you on the net under the Dropout magazine site. Yeah, there's a great picture of you holding the issue of Dropout that has Sarah Palin on the cover. So, if you go to my blog, sundaymorninghangover.blogspot.com, you could probably see it.
I'll do that.
Or look on my Facebook page. But anyways, so let me ask you, was it kind of scary having people come up to you and, you know, bother you about all this? What was it like?
Oh, you know what? I have a little ham bone. So, honestly, it was lots of fun. It was pure fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I got the ham bone in me, too. I usually don't let people scare me. But there were some extremely scary people. Like, did the Jesus lady say anything to you?
Well, you know, the thing that I realized right off the bat is my daughter and I parked our Honda 2000 minivan a few blocks away because we didn't want to pay for parking. So we got out and we started walking. And first of all, there were a group of about 8 young women, I'd say in their early 20s. And they loved Sarah Palin. They were screaming and happy and thrilled. So I felt, you know, that was good. That's what I'm used to in Portland. Like, people think it's funny. But then we walked just a few more steps, and a car passed by, and the woman hung her head out of the passenger side. She's screaming at me, "I hate you, go home." You know, and I was like, I said to my daughter, "Honey, we're not in Kansas anymore." They don't like me.
Yeah, you were awesome, and you had two American flags that you were holding, and there was lots of media there. Who interviewed you from the TV and radio stations?
Well, let's see. NPR, ABC, NBC, CBS, and all the local Eugene stations. I think I made them all.
Yeah.
I got phone calls the whole way home of my friends that were eating dinner and said they about choked because, you know, they all think I look like her. And but they didn't know that I was going to do that, so they saw me on the news. So that was pretty funny.
In case anybody just tuned in, we're talking to Robbie West, who was at the Sarah Palin rally looking exactly like Sarah Palin the other day. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover. Anyways, I wanted to ask you, is this something that you do for a living? Is this your gig?
This would be a fun gig to have. It's not my gig, but boy, get me an agent.
Yeah, well, you hear that, everybody, because really, you had me convinced, and you were so close to looking like Sarah Palin. Like I said, I was scared. I didn't know what to say to you.
I had so many people. Well, it was really darling because there were a couple people, and one college student in particular, I hope she's listening, because she was riding her bike, and she does not like Sarah Palin, and a couple boys had already thought I was her, so they were standing watching because I said, no, I'm not her. So this girl wrote up, I go, watch this, because it just happened over and over and again. And you could see she was shaking. She was so nervous, but she felt really strongly about her opinion, and she wanted to know why I did what I did. And so she talked for about 5 minutes, and it ended up that she was upset because I shoot moose. And it was so cute, but when I told her I wasn't her, you know, it was priceless. But that happened. I could tell you, I could sit here for, you know, an hour and tell you all the funny stories of people that did that, people that you see on the news, you know, in Portland that did the same thing.
Well, you think that everybody would get the joke and say, there's no way that Sarah Palin would be standing on the street corner, especially when Code Pink and all these other people are out there. Yet it kind of reminded me of back in the 70s when Richard Nixon waded out to a crowd at the Washington Monument in the middle of the night, and everybody's like, that's not Nixon. There's no way Nixon was in. I was looking at you going, wow, that Sarah Palin really has a set of kahunas on her for like coming out and actually talking to people. So,
well, you know, that's what people came up and hugged me, and they said, oh, I can't believe you came out here. You're one of us. We love you. You don't even have your bodyguards. And I thought they were joking with me. And it would take me a few minutes to realize they're serious. And my daughter would go, Mom, they think you're her. And I'd say, do you think I'm her? And they were like, what? I go, do you think I'm her? I'm not her. You know, I really, really honestly was shocked.
Well, anyways, I was going to ask, you do have a little bit of that Sarah Palin twang. Where are you originally from?
Well, actually, I work on that twang, and I can work it a little bit better than I'm working it right now.
Oh, could you?
I try to drop those G's and hold those O's, but no, I'm trying to be dignified right now because I've never done radio.
Could you use the word also in a sentence for me?
Oh, my goodness. I love to use also. It's my favorite word. And also, it's all about the economy. And
yes.
Also, you know, it's about soaring up the economy and, you know, all those things, just this and that and all that stuff.
All that. What is it? What is the phrase? Kindy okie dokie, or what is that phrase that she says all the
you
time?
You betcha? Okie dokie. Oh, there's lots of them. I can't blink, you know. That's what I found out when I was getting my pictures taken so many times. I can't blink.
Well, Robbie West, you had me convinced. I could talk to you all day, but I've got Elliot from Booze Week here waiting to talk about some of his favorite booze recipes. Oh, hold on. Elliot from Booze Week magazine, everybody, has a question for Robbie West. Yes, go ahead, Elliot.
Well, I was just curious if you were at all considering running for president in 2012.
Oh, well, I certainly would.
I think you've got
would.
A pretty good
shot. You know
shot.
What? I think if the people wanted me and they needed me, I would certainly consider that.
I would like to see that.
You know, when the people need you, you know, I mean, right now I love the blessed state of Oregon. I love it. And, you know, I can't see Russia, but I can see Mount Hood from my front porch. And if I had to leave the great state of Oregon to be president, I would sacrifice that.
Well, Robbie West, you are a hoot. Is there any way that we can get a hold of you? Do you have a website or a blog or anything like that?
I need one because, I mean, I'm getting lots of phone calls, so I'm going to have to get one. But you have my phone number.
Oh, do I? You know what?
Caller ID?
I lost it. And what I'll do is hang on when we get off the air.
I have your email address.
Yes.
So I'll find something and bring it to you.
Yes.
How's that work?
Definitely email me. And, Robbie, you were the hit of the Sarah Palin rally. Thank you so much for appearing on the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Well,
I really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You too, Robbie. Take care.
You betcha. You too.
We just heard Bob Thompson on the rocks and an interview with the Sarah Palin impersonator. We've got Elliot Martinez from Booze Week here in the studio. Let me just turn this down just a little bit. So, Elliot, what was it we were going to talk about?
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. We don't have much time today, but, you know, or we could talk about the new issue, but I think there's something more important, something I found on Facebook, Boobquake.
Oh, yes, Boobquake.
Boobquake.
Tomorrow, actually tonight, at after midnight at 12:05, we're celebrating Boobquake.
Now, let's talk about what this is here. Somebody, a cleric in Iran, wasn't it? He said, what did he say?
He said something like, women that show their cleavage create earthquakes.
That's right, that's right.
That's like the bottom line. And I guess what it is what he's saying is that because society has gotten a bit looser, and there's people like you out there, Elliot, women that are showing cleavage are actually causing tremors to the earth right now and causing all the earthquakes that we've been having and all the problems we've
volcanoes
been having, volcanoes and everything else. So some crazy lady in Iowa, or somewhere
I
like that.
I think she's quite sane, actually.
Decided to do Boobquake, which is, I guess, we're going to be showing our cleavage something?
She's a blogger. She's like, well, let's make it scientific. Let's all women show our cleavage on Monday and see if any earthquakes happen.
Yeah, and I'm going to be showing my cleavage tomorrow, that's for sure. So, yeah. Well, Boobquake rhymes with Booze Week in many ways.
So. Don't get me started on that. I got in trouble for that once.
Yeah.
There's something kind of problematic about this. Think about it. What if there is an earthquake?
Well, actually, there's earthquakes every day all over the country.
That's
all
right.
Over the world.
I'm just saying it's ammunition for this guy.
I think it would be awesome if maybe, women showed their cleavage and then there was a huge quake in Iran. I shouldn't wish that upon those guys.
No, that's not right.
Because they live in mud houses and stuff. And,
well,
you know.
It's not that's true either. But
I know. I'm just going for the comic.
There you go.
The obvious joke. Everybody, Reverend Martin really doesn't feel that way.
Okay. But here, this is bigger than this, I think. I think this is about violence against women in the world. Just to kind of take it serious for a little bit.
That's right. They used to blame the Jews. Now they're blaming women with cleavage.
Right.
You know?
Oppressed people need to show their cleavage, I guess is the point of that.
No, but what it is it's kind of a carryover of the whole thing of women are evil, you know, in many of these religious societies,
right.
Women are the source of evil. Let's bring it back to Christianity.
Sure.
Look at Adam and Eve. Look at what Eve did with the apple hanging out with the snake and everything.
This has got to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't keep blaming the women out there, okay? No. You know, I mean, us men have as much culpability for the way things are as women do, right?
Maybe even more so.
Right. Even though women are worse drivers. They cause more car accidents. No, come on. I'm just kidding. So, okay, before I put my foot in my mouth anymore, help us celebrate Boobquake tomorrow, April 26th will be Boobquake, and show your cleavage, everybody, tomorrow. Thank you very much.
When I wake up, I say a little prayer and drink up, and thank the Lord for driving me home once more. There's an open Bible on the table and an empty bottle on the floor. Last night I thought I died and went to whiskey heaven. You know the sun never shines in whiskey heaven. It rains Jack spontaneous all the time. They're the price you pay. Hangovers every day. Flying high with honky-tonk angels in whiskey heaven. There's a rundown bar open all night where me and my friends can get tight underneath the neon lights in whiskey heaven. We drink a little beer and wine, stay drunk most of the time. We all be breathing hell all night in whiskey heaven. You know the sun never shines in whiskey heaven. It rains Jack Daniels all the time. There's a price you pay. Hangovers every day. Flying high with honky-tonk angels in whiskey heaven. Flying high with honky-tonk angels in whiskey heaven. Flying high with honky-tonk angels in whiskey heaven.
Yes, the incredible sounds of the Lawrence Welk Orchestra. And sometime this summer, me, the Reverend Mark Time from the Sunday Morning Hangover, will be DJing at Cowfish doing a night called Lawrence Welk and Cheese. It's going to be a very interesting evening. We have here, speaking of bars and stuff, we have the incredible Elliot Martinez from Blues Week Magazine, everybody. And we heard Fats Domino singing about Whiskey Heaven. And, yeah, this is KWVA. So, Elliot, we were in the middle of a thought. What was this about Stephen Hawking?
He's warning us about trying to contact aliens. He says, well, there's definitely aliens out there. I mean, it's statistically impossible for there not to be aliens. But he's saying we should not try. We should avoid contact because if our society is any indicator of what other societies in space could be like, they'll probably just come and take our resources and take off, you know?
Well, yeah, let's say if the aliens were anything like
Columbus,
like the United States military,
right,
for example, when we go in and we create wars for, Columbus, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that guy like 100%. We should definitely stay away from aliens. It's not a good idea. Everybody out there,
unless they're hot.
Well, yeah, but see, I was just reading an article on, one of my favorite blogs is my friend Buddha has a blog called, I believe it's called Unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
Is that the name of his blog?
I think so.
And he's talking about a woman that was impregnated by aliens.
What?
And there's a whole story in there. They have proof, and they have, like, pictures, like, from, the x-rays of the baby in her, and all of a sudden it looks like an alien stuff. So, you women out there, stay away from aliens. They may impregnate you, okay? Especially during Boobquake. So.
I've seen that movie, Aliens. It's not pretty.
No, it's not. And childbirth is never pretty. Well, I mean, some people would
That's
think
beautiful.
So.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. That's right, everybody.
We're going to get each other in trouble
today. We're going to get in such
before
trouble.
The end of the day.
By the way, any of the opinions and things that are come out of this program today are not necessarily the opinions of state radio management here at KWVA or the U of O.
Or Booze Week,
or the Reverend Mark Time Sunday Morning Hangover.
Or anybody in the world.
But seeing as we're both hungover, we're just kind of like, You know, just thinking about all the great fun we had last night.
Yeah, my mind is firing like at one spark per minute.
Let's talk about Booze Week for a second, okay? Right. You got this incredible issue, which I was filming for my TV show. Everybody, Sunday Morning Hangover is going to be on TV soon. That's exciting. The Ampy Solhama production. And so tell us about...
Well, this is the beginning of our third year. And this is issue number 17 so far. And we're really excited about the possibilities for this new year. We went to quarterly, which means less issues per year, but more content.
Yeah, that's what we all need.
We need more content in our life.
Yes. Yeah, we do. And now it's not like we're, you know, it's funny. I was thinking the other day, we are bombarded with so much information. Our brains must have sped up over the last 50 years because of all the different things we have coming, like the internet and everything else coming at us. Okay, sorry, I digress.
No. That's very poignant.
So, Booze Week. Let's open it up to the first page. Everybody, if you kids are at home, follow along. We're going to turn the page now. It's kind of like those records you play when it goes ding. Okay, Booze Week. You got, of course, a table of contents.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have Ask Booze Week, which is always one of my favorite columns.
You know, hopefully one of these days that'll be syndicated around the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, maybe Booze Week TV.
Booze Week TV. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. You know, before TV becomes obsolete.
Oh, we got the Booze Week direct feed into your brain.
Just like radio is becoming obsolete. Nobody listens to radio anymore. Oh, okay, kids, we're going to turn to page, what is it, Boozing on a Budget, page 8.
Oh, this
everybody.
This is a great story.
This was my favorite article in the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, because...
This is a guest writer. He writes Urinal Gum, another... you know, zine in town, if you want.
And I can never look at that name without wincing. Anyways, we will not talk about urinal gum. Jack Turkelson, getting wasted without your wallet. And he has all kinds of great points in here about, like, drinking other people's drinks or how to get people to buy drinks for you at the bar. Maybe you could give us a few examples there, Elliot Martinez?
Well, I haven't had actually paid for a drink since 1982.
Well, that's because you're such a celebrity. You know, everybody wants to buy Elliot a drink.
It was a gin and tonic at the Red Lion.
Yeah.
In Pasadena.
No, what's cool is there was a trick that it's hey, you get this round and I'll get the next. And you do that to everybody you meet so that everybody ends up buying you.
It's like a pyramid scam.
Yeah, it's like the first round, you know? And it's so awesome. The other thing I liked was when you said, oh, go up and get drinks, tell a bartender to put it on my tab. And you get up there and there's no tab, and the guy has to buy the drinks anyhow. So you go, oh, well, I'll take care of that a little bit later or something. Well, lots of great tips in there.
Yeah.
Also tips about, you know, just drinking out of others' glasses when they're lying around, you know?
You know, if you're not afraid of... social diseases, it's a good tip.
I went to, a long, long time ago, a Hawkwind champagne breakfast at the Hayden Planetarium in New York City. This was the band Hawkwind. There were all kinds of luminaries there, including Todd Rundgren and Spencer Davis Group and even Stevie Wonder. But there was a writer there, a guy named Richard Meltzer. You may be familiar with the writer Richard Meltzer. He's a very obnoxious rock writer back in the day, who was just running around drinking out of everybody else's glasses. And he got so polluted that night. And he was, like, telling just bad jokes and stuff. But I was like, wow, that guy's got a lot of nerve just drinking out of other people's glasses. Because you could get all kinds of weird diseases and stuff that way. So don't try this at home, kids.
And then nobody wants to be your friend either.
Yeah, right. They're like, hey, where'd my drink go? So that's kind of like if you just don't care.
Yeah.
You know? So
we like to be a little... conservative in our consumption.
That's right.
It's a responsibility.
Right. Yeah, and a little bit refined, too. You know, we've got to have a certain je ne sais quoi. I just love that word. I don't know what it means. Anyways, okay, let's get back to...
Oh, no,
go on. I've got to queue up a record. Anytime.
Okay.
What am I going to play here?
Well, the focus piece was a trip to Peru. Which was a fantastic trip.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
We're going to come back. We're going to play some music. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover with Elliot Martinez and KWVA Eugene. Booze Week International, and I'm going to play a song about my favorite drink, which is cheap wine. So let's hit it.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. And they ask, who's the fool in the corner crying? I say, a little old wine drink of me. I came here last week from down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train. I thought I'd get a job and just forget her, but in Chicago a broken heart is still the same. I matched a man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, a little old wine drink of me. I say, a little old wine drink of me.
Listening to Tall Cool One by the Wailers. No, not Bob Marley and the Wailers. This is the Northwest Band.
Oh, yeah.
The Wailers. Tall Cool One hanging out here with Elliot from Booze Week magazine. Okay, well, we were talking about your trip.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Peru.
Yeah, Peru, according to Brian Eno. Anyways, yeah, so you went to Peru.
That was back in...
Back up.
Okay.
How do you afford to be such a jet setter that you are? How do you end up traveling everywhere? I haven't been outside of Eugene in like 8 years, and you're just flying all over the place.
Well, back about 6 years ago, I had a really good job, and credit cards came in the mail every day, credit card offers, you know, so I'm just living off of that.
I had a friend that did that, and I really respected him afterwards. He took all the credit cards that he'd gotten, maxed them out, went all around the world for like 2 years, and then declared bankruptcy. And I said, you know, Bob, I said, part of me hates that, but the other part of me really loves the fact that you did that. I thought it was a great idea. Oh, okay. So
well, if the world ends in 2 years, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know,
yeah.
What's that going to matter?
Exactly. It doesn't matter. And when we have a big earthquake because of, you know, all the cleavage everybody's showing tomorrow, you know, it won't matter anyway. Anyways, so you went to Peru.
Yes.
And the object to go to Peru was?
Well, a couple things. Machu Picchu has always been a
God bless you.
Yeah, always been a always been a destination I've always, you know, always wanted to see. And but also Pisco, which is a kind of a
watch your language. This is the radio. I'm sorry.
It's like a great brandy.
Yeah.
And we had lots of that.
Yeah.
And chicha. Yeah, don't even.
One of my favorite TV shows.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, chicha. What's chicha?
It's a fermented corn beverage, like a beer, made from corn. It's you can read all about it in the story. It's pretty graphic.
Sounds good. So, like, okay, you pull into Peru, and what do? Do you like hit the airport bar? I mean,
no.
How do you find these exotic drinks?
Well, you had to get out into, you know, the heart of Peru. You had to get out of Lima and get into, you know, the Cusco region, Sacred Valley area. It's quite a trek. It was about a 16-hour bus ride and then about a 3-hour cab ride.
Sounds awesome, man. And so what did you do? Did you ask the natives? Did you say, hey, what is the most exotic drink out of Peru? Or how did you do your research?
I don't know if you knew this, but my parents traveled all through South America when they were younger, and so these are stories I grew up with. So
you had kind of a heads up,
sure,
so to speak.
Sure.
Wow. And by the way, anyone following at home, you could turn to page 12 of this week's Booze Week magazine.
In your manual.
In your manual. And you'll see the article written by Elliot Martinez discovering chicha with some great photography in here.
Oh, thanks.
Really awesome. The colored version doesn't even have the colored pictures, but that's okay. When, on your TV show, I'm sure
right.
You'll have lots of footage of this. So what was the most exciting thing that happened in Peru?
A ceviche.
Oh, what?
The best ceviche of my life.
And what is that?
It's got a fish, or like a raw fish salad, if you will.
There's some very important tips in here, by the way. Get your hepatitis shots before going on your trip. Try to drink out of clean glassware. Never drink alone. And be safe and keep your wits about you. That's good good thoughts here for anyone traveling and
sure.
Drinking. So, well, I don't want to spoil the article and go through the whole thing, but I just want to let you know that you can find this in the latest Booze Week International Volume 3, Issue 17. And, you know, we'll talk about the centerfold next after some musical memories here.
Oh, whiskey! We stayed out late, I bought round after round. Just for you, I played the fool, yes, I was quite the clown. Words were spoken, hearts were broken, but now I hope you see it was the whiskey talking, not me. I didn't mean to make a scene, it's really not my style. I raised some cane and called some names. I guess I got myself a little wild. If I brag too loud and act too proud, don't blame old Jerry Lee. It was the whiskey talking, not me. I had myself a little splash. I said, you no good piece of trash. Shot my mouth all through the night. But Lord, my bark's bigger than my bite. If lies were told, if I was bold, don't take it personally. It was the whiskey talking, not me. Play it, son. I picked a fight and I got floored. I had a shot, got plumb insane. They gave everybody's name in vain. But all that stuff is just a bluff. I wouldn't hurt a flea. It was the whiskey talking, not me. Here we go, baby. Hang on to my shirt there. Woo. How could I sass a gal like you? You're more than I deserve. Don't you get upset and please accept no killer's apology. It was the whiskey talking, not me. Met up with some more moonshine. My mouth was working overtime. Just letting off a little steam. I ain't the killer that I seem. Sometimes I'm strange. I might change. You got my guarantee. It was the whiskey talking, not me. It's that old whiskey talking, not me. Give me a drink, baby.
All right, Elliot, we had a caller, but he kind of chickened out.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Hey, caller, are you there? All right, caller, can you hear me?
Hello? I'm hearing. I'm sending.
Are you there?
Sending, receiving.
Oh,
are you
hearing?
There
here we go. Okay.
One, two,
you
three,
gotta,
four.
You got to pardon me. I'm filming, recording, and playing music at the same time. Yes, we had
you're a busy guy.
We have a caller. Caller, what is your name? You said Noodle Nick or something?
Noodle Nick.
Okay, Noodle Nick, you had a question for Elliot Martinez from Booze Week Magazine. Go ahead.
Yeah, Elliot, there's a place down in that area called the Nazca Plain. It's very significant historically. They have these giant, it's like a giant Lego set that's halfway buried in the dirt.
Oh,
I was wondering if you've ever had a chance to go down there.
Yeah, we're talking about in Chile, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I have not been to the Nazca Plain, but they are visible from space.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're talking about the stuff that the aliens put up. Yes. Yes, I know about that. If anybody read Chariot of the Gods, you might be familiar with this. Yes. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of photos. I've seen some YouTubeage on that, and it looks absolutely amazing. My mother's been to Machu Picchu, and she brought back a rough lot of
God bless
interesting
you.
Photographs. I was thinking the only thing that could top that would be the Nazca Plain and their giant Lego set.
No, Elliot, you have not been there, but you did meet some aliens in Peru. Am I correct?
No, I didn't.
All right, thank you, caller. I appreciate the thought. Carry on, rock on, blah blah blah. Anyways,
that is a pretty beautiful thing. An amazing architecture down there. It's pretty. When you're there and you see how these rocks fit together, it's like nothing. You don't even see that kind of craftsmanship today. I mean, it is spectacular.
Anyways, Sunday Morning Hangover with Elliot Martinez from Booze Week. It is 11 o'clock. You are listening to KWVA Eugene. We got a few messages, and we'll be right back.